This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840.
The first six notes of We've Only Just Begun.
You said you weren't going to do that.
I couldn't help it.
Well, don't give me any of this.
Sean Connery.
Nobody's going to get this, but go ahead. Keep asking it.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and welcome to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. I'm Tim with Ed and JJ, and we think good morning, Ed.
Good morning, Tim.
Good morning, JJ.
Great to be here. Guys, got a little announcement. The Amish Powerball is up to 4 dozen eggs. So if anybody wants to drive over to the Amish community, you're not going to be able to buy them online, obviously. But, you know, that may be worth one of those Amish scratch-off tickets. Mm. Hey,
scratch-off
since I'm already...
chicken scratch-off tickets.
That's right, just chicken scratch. Since I'm already sort of in a downward spiral, if I can throw one more out. Baby boomers remember Neil Diamond. He actually, when he started out in touring, his real name was Cole Diamond, but under a lot of pressure, he changed his name. Under a lot of pressure, Ed.
You mean it was supposed to be Neil Cole, after that. But under a lot of pressure, he changed his name to Neil Diamond.
I think I messed the joke up. Yeah, that's right. His name was Cole Diamond.
I wanted to make sure I pointed out that you messed up the joke.
Yeah.
No, I think
tell me when y'all are done. Y'all are done. Right. We can get started here.
Yeah, no, that's exactly right. I messed up my own dad joke.
All right.
Happy Friday, everybody.
Yes, happy Friday. Right back at you.
Trivia Friday it is on American Family Radio. We're here every Friday, and we ask trivia questions and ask you to call in and answer and ask yourself. So we're going to ask three each, and then you can call in and answer and ask. The ground rule today is if you've been on the air with us the last 8 weeks, please don't call. We do have an eight-week waiting period between calls, between the on-air appearances, because we really – want to give as many new people an opportunity to be on the program as possible. So if you're 11 years old or older,
we invite you to call.
That's right.
And the number to call is 888-589-8840. That number again is
888-589-8840. Call now.
And
call now.
JJ, we do have a special question amongst the nine, the mystery question. What's that all about?
One of our original nine questions, three each. One is going to be the mystery question. If you happen to land on it and answer it correctly, you'll hear this wonderful sound. Ah, the beloved cowbell. That means you're going to win yourself a really nice AFR ball cap. These are great looking. You probably waking up this morning just hoping to stay warm and not thinking you're going to win anything. You may win that ball cap, and if you want one and you don't happen to win it, you can go to our store, and it's a good-looking cap, nice-looking baseball cap, and it helps the ministry.
Absolutely. You can go to our resource center, which is resources.afa.net, resources.afa.net, and you can buy yourself an AFR ball cap, or you can just take
kind of like life, isn't it? You can just buy your way through if you got enough money.
Absolutely, just go on the internet.
Yeah.
Unless you're Amish.
Yeah.
Hey guys, since we're unless you're Amish, and we love the Amish,
we do.
They don't listen, but
while we are,
maybe they do.
It sounds like we got a little bit of some commercials here. January Sanctity of Human Life Month. We've been having a campaign underway, Preborn Ministry. They come alongside and offer free ultrasounds to pregnancy resource centers across the nation. And for $28, you can underwrite that. We've been telling you about that. The number to call, 877-616-2396, or they can donate online at AFR.net. We're hoping to be able to save 4,500 babies this week. We're a little bit short of the goal. But today's our last day, so maybe with a big push, we'll get over the finish line.
And you can go to afr.net, if you want to read more about what Preborn does and their approach to providing free ultrasounds for expectant moms who are considering maybe aborting their baby. But once they see the baby on the ultrasound and hear the heartbeat, it doubles the chances that that baby will live. So to find out more information about that, go to AFR.net. We do ask you to please consider giving. One free ultrasound costs $28, okay? And just in comparison, that's like four coffees or
free something
like that.
Free to the to the ladies,
yes,
or girls who are pregnant.
Yes. Right.
But it's not free because that's why we're asking for money to pay for it.
That is true.
Ultrasound machines are so expensive, and they come alongside to make that free to the client.
Right. So please go to AFR.net and check that out. You've probably been hearing about that all week. So,
pardon me. All right, Trivia Friday it is. Go in.
All right, here are my three questions.
Three
questions. Now, if you were listening last week, or was it the week before? I think it was the week before. We had snow last week.
Yeah, we had a snowstorm and hit our area, and that we broadcast from, and it really created
blizzard.
It was a blizzard, like a 2-inch, 3-inch,
3 inches.
Huh?
Well,
coming, man. Like, I don't know.
After one inch, here came another round, and like, that's right.
Like one hour, 2 hour, 3 hours. I think it lasted 3 hours or something.
Pandemonium.
The thing was, we couldn't do the show because we all had to go and buy milk, bread, and toilet paper.
Exactly.
You're trying to round up huskies in this part of the country and hook them to that thing and say mush and get on down the road. That's a little more complex than you realize.
Yes, and if you run out of milk and bread during a snow blizzard like we had,
you're in trouble.
It's over.
Yeah,
it's over. So,
all right. So, what I was going to say is, 2 weeks ago, I tossed in a question towards, I think, in the last segment, and I said, you know what, I'm not giving the answer to this. So, if you were listening and paying attention, you should have looked this up. This should be an easy one. Here's my question: what is considered the first competitive sport invented? What is considered the first competitive sport invented?
Is that in the Bible?
I'm guessing Cain and Abel had something to do with being Cain over in this corner, Abel in the other corner. On our count of three, y'all just come on out and get after it.
That was the beginning of MMA right there.
Yes. It's everything usually goes back to the Bible.
It goes back to Genesis.
Yeah. All right. Second question. The word panic comes from the name of what ancient Greek god? Not that we believe in those things, but I'm just, you know, the ancient Greeks had all these gods.
If they did exist.
Yes.
That's where we get names. Some of our names, that's where
that's
we get
right. those. Right. So the word panic comes from the name of what ancient Greek god? And the third question, it's a little bit long, but Australia is known for its venomous snakes, spiders, and jellyfish. But the honeybee is the second most dangerous venomous critter in Australia. Is that true or false? The honeybee is the second most dangerous venomous critter in Australia. Is that true or false?
I know I don't like spiders or snakes.
Neither. But that ain't what it takes.
No, it isn't. Especially if you're in Australia.
Yes.
Wouldn't you hate your last words to be, boy, that's some delicious honey. And that's the last thing you said.
Hey, Bubba, watch this.
Here's what I've got. First question. In the nursery rhyme, This Little Piggy, what did the third little piggy eat? Second question. What letter is least used in the English language? What letter out of all the letters, which letter is the least used in the English language? Third question. True or false? In colonial America, lobster wasn't exactly a delicacy. In fact, it was so cheap and plentiful that it was often served to prisoners.
Is that true
or false? In colonial America, lobster was so cheap and plentiful that it was often served to prisoners. True or false?
Yeah, you could go down to Ye Village 7-Eleven and just buy it.
Load up.
I see what you did there.
See what I did?
Look at all these giant old mud English bugs.
All right, here are my three questions. Number one, and if you can answer this question without looking it up, we'll send you an AFR hat, an AFR cap. Okay, if you can answer this question without looking it up. Now, if you want to ask somebody, that's, you know, joined together as a tandem.
Yes.
But the question before us is this. What animal have fingerprints nearly identical to humans?
Really?
Yeah. I looked it up. This is true. What animal, I don't know if it's what animal have or what animal has. What animal has fingerprints nearly identical to humans? Number two, name three fruits that grow on palm trees.
Oh, wow.
Three.
Good.
Name three fruits that grow on, they don't grow on the same palm tree, obviously. There's three different kinds of palm trees that grow fruits.
That's very interesting.
That's interesting.
Yeah, that's good trivia.
I get these interesting questions where I don't have to read like for a minute and a half to get to the question.
All I know is that lobsters don't grow on trees. That's what I would always say to my kids growing up. I have no idea what that meant, and they carried that with them, didn't they?
Yes, they did. They tucked that in their heart.
I don't know how that made any kind of a connection, but every one of us and our dads and our granddads said, you think money grows on trees?
Yeah.
What's that have to do with any money? You know, looking up and seeing money on the trees. Where'd that ever come from? But it sure did stick.
By the way,
I think money grows on trees. If you do, then would you jump off an Empire State Building if your friends did? Huh? Would you do that?
Oh, yes. I did see this. An old black and white movie. I forget who even played in it, but this lady bought these trees. I think it was from China, and they were sent over, and they actually grew money. The leaves were money, and it was a pretty funny little movie. She discovered it and started. You know, when the husband went out of town, she would buy all kinds of new drapes and stuff,
really?
And then just claim that she was saving money. But
what was the name of it?
I think it's Money on Trees. I'll look it
and
up.
And then the sequel was about some goose laying some pretty expensive eggs.
No, and that, eggs, what was funny was these were leaves. It looked just like money. In fact, the U.S. Treasury Department got involved. I know this is probably not interesting to anyone. But then the leaves started going bad. They started crumbling away like regular leaves. So she got in trouble.
Really?
Yeah. Spent 25 years in prison, and that'll teach you, folks.
All right. My third and final question, which if you remember a couple minutes ago, I was reading off my questions.
But 30 minutes ago.
My third and final question is this. Name three of the largest mammals found in North America. What are three of the largest mammals found in North America? All right, let's go, Ed.
All right. Well, first we go to Texas, and Jalen and Julia are on the line. These are, I'm looking at my computer, leftover from 2 weeks ago.
Leftovers.
They're leftovers. Jalen and Julia, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hello. Which one is this?
This is Jalen and Joshua.
Oh, Joshua. Okay.
That's a big difference.
Yeah. My apologies. I'm going to blame our call screener on this. But, all right.
Well, is there a Julia in the house?
Yes.
Oh, okay, all right.
There you go.
That's the mix up.
Yeah. Okay. But on the phone right now is Jalen and Joshua.
Joshua.
All right. Go ahead. Ask or answer.
Or both.
By the way, where do y'all live?
In Midland.
Okay, in Midland.
Good area. Right.
Awesome. They want to do both. So, which one do you want to answer?
The little piggy question, he said.
All right.
Here you go.
Here we go. In the nursery rhyme, this little piggy, what did the third little piggy eat?
Roast beef.
Way to go, Joshua.
So...
There were grown-ups all over the country listening to this show going through that rhyme.
Right.
To try to remember.
And thinking about pulling on the little toes of their little children or grandchildren.
So in this case, the pigs were eating the cows. Am I right? That's really not how the circle of life works.
It gets pretty violent. I don't think you're supposed to
overthink it. I think you're supposed to have your little tiny child or grandchild up in your lap and find some way to keep them entertained.
And this is why you want to avoid those gangs of pigs, little grandbaby.
Hey, nicely done, Joshua. And what's your question for us?
Mm-hmm. What dog has the strongest bite force?
What now? Repeat that, please.
What's your cousin's greatest fight for?
Hey, Jalen, help us out. It's breaking up just a little bit. What did Joshua tell? Repeat the question, please.
He asked, "What shark has the strongest bite for?"
What shark has the strongest bite?
Okay, I'm going to say
great white.
Great white. That's what comes to mind here.
I would go with the great white. That sounds like it would be.
I saw Jaws, and we all did. It can take you down.
Well, now the hammerhead
can take down your boat.
It hurts. I'm just telling you.
And they'll eat roast beef without blinking.
The hammerhead shark. You see them on a lot of construction sites underwater, Habitat for Humanity, but I don't think their bite's that ferocious. Let's go with great white.
You'd be correct.
All right.
Hey, way to start us out. Yeah. You guys answered correctly. We did as well. Thank you. Tell your parents thanks for listening to AFR there in Midland, Texas.
Yeah, the great white, they can do some damage.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
You don't want to see them coming when you're out there swimming.
Huh? You don't want to see them coming, because if you see them coming, you're going to die. I'd rather die without knowing it's coming.
That's true. Yeah. You want to be snuck up on.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't want to know what hit me.
No, I understand. I'm with you, brother.
I want whatever's left of me to sink it down at the bottom.
Okay, I don't think we need to get too graphic. We have children listening. I think people get the idea that a great white can do some serious damage to your body.
That's right.
If you're left alone out there in the ocean to fend for yourself. The great white is gonna win that battle.
Yes, absolutely. All right, let's go back. I apologize, folks, for that momentary lapse. All right, let's go back to Texas, and Nathan is on the line. Nathan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Oh, me.
Morning, guys.
Nathan, what have you got Gory to talk about this morning? While
Gory, small... talking about Glory, aren't we, JJ?
Glory.
Oh, yeah. Gory.
Gory, while small children are listening. Hey, right. Nathan, what part of Texas, buddy?
The northeast part of Texas, yes, sir.
Good. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
It's Oklahoma.
both, please.
Tim's challenging you. He said you don't really live in Texas. Oklahoma
I'm saying... Dallas
absorbed you guys.
I'm saying Dallas is taking over all the way to the Red River.
You are correct, yes, sir.
and there's going to be a war one day in Oklahoma,
the
Texas.
The Sooners are going to stop your marching
encroachment on our land right here.
hey, ask, answer, or do both. You said you want to do both, Nathan.
Yes, sir.
What's your question? Which question you want to answer?
I'd like to try the palm tree fruit.
There we go.
Okay. This is for AFR ball cap.
If you can do it without looking up.
Yeah, you didn't look it up, did you, Nathan?
No, sir.
All right. Here's what Nathan's going. Okay, and here's how I'm going to respond. But the question is, name three fruits that grow on palm trees. I'll say yes. Should I say yes, yes, no?
No, you just say you didn't get them all. Just say that.
Okay.
Leave it alive.
Okay. So either you get all three or it's an incorrect answer. I'm just going to say yes or no. So go ahead.
I'll say dates, pineapple, and coconut.
You got two of three.
Oh.
Okay.
That was a good try. This way it leaves it alive because we're still early in the show. Leave it alive
good
for
try.
The next person.
Now, in grade school, though, that flunks right there. You know, we all know that. That's a 60, 66. But in our, that was a 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
No.
That's right.
That's what Meatloaf
said.
If you're up to bat,
that's very impressive.
Yeah, exactly. You make it to the pros, 2 out of 3.
Yeah. Nathan, what's your question for us?
Meatloaf meal there.
I know Ed did the no-hitters and Cy Young Award winner a couple weeks ago however long. And I knew that Nolan Ryan threw the 7 no-hitters. My question was when he played for the Rangers, and it was toward the end of his career, who was the batter that he threw a ball, hit the batter, and the batter charged the mound, and Nolan Ryan, needless to say, went to town on this batter.
Yeah, I remember that. That's at the tip of my tongue. That was he played for Oklahoma State in college. The guy we're talking about. That Nolan Ryan hit. He was like Nolan Ryan was.
And Nolan Ryan opened up a can on him, put a whoop on him.
Yeah, they got him in a headlock. His name was.
And you get hit by a Nolan Ryan fastball, that's going to smart.
That kind of makes you want to charge the mound. Yeah.
Hold on a second.
I won't. I can't even come close to get.
Can you give me the initials?
If I'm remembering correctly, it's RV.
Yeah. Ventura.
Yes, sir.
Robin
Ventura.
Wow. Yeah, that's our fearless leader. That's worth a fist bump.
I remember when that happened. Nolan Ryan was like grandpa out there and just doing whippersnappers up to bat. And
yeah, he played for Milwaukee.
They got into it. Ventura? Now, they became. I think later on they made up and laughed about it. But
I think they went out for a lobster dinner later.
I think they did.
Got together with some prisoners and had some lobster.
Yep. Yeah. So anyway, there we go.
Yeah. Way to go. Hey, thanks. Thanks, Nathan. Have a great weekend.
All right. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as Learning University. Learning University is on the air. Tim, Ed, and JJ. If you want to send us an email, the address is comments@afr.net, comments@afr.net. We'll take one more call before we go to our break.
All right.
Who's up next, Ed?
Let's go to Arkansas. And Chris is on the line. Chris, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Brother Chris. How you doing, man?
I'm good. Hey, you caught me at work. hey, so answer and ask both.
Answer right. and ask, okay. Which one do you want to answer?
True and false. Lobster thing.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Okay. In colonial America, a lobster was so cheap and plentiful that it was often served to prisoners. Is that true or false, Chris?
That is true.
It is 100% true.
Really?
Way to go, Chris.
Wow. That's something.
How'd you know that? Or did you just guess?
I guess, but I looked it up to confirm that, and I also happen to be allergic to them, so I've done a little research on them. So.
you're allergic to lobster? Yeah.
Yes, sir. Found out on my wedding night. That was fun.
Oh,
ooh, wow.
Ouch.
Well, I'll tell you, Red Lobster, you went to Red Lobster, right, on your wedding night? Is that what you're saying? Chris?
Yes, sir. Yep.
Okay, yeah.
Well, I didn't go to Red Lobster. I went to somewhere else.
But, okay, I got you. But anyway, that's it. So did you have to go to the hospital? Not to get too personal here.
No. Happened to have one too far away from the house.
Some ibuprofen.
Yeah. Not to get too personal.
Yeah, I'm
too
sorry.
Late.
I should have gone down that road, Chris. Just making a comment.
Hey, a little backstory.
I got the FBI in him here.
Look, a little bit of backstory. Bit of backstory on this. A lot of those prisoners, when they were about to be released, they asked for 90 more days. I said, "Can I just stay in here?"
Additional
90 days. Yeah, get and eat lobster. You know, for every other meal.
Yep. All right. What's your question for us, Chris?
Yeah. A side question to that, it's not my question for y'all, but did they have butter? I mean, really, because, but.
Right. That's right. They're going to be missing out if they couldn't lather it with butter.
Oh, butter? Yeah. We have a little. Yeah.
No, my question.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, my question for y'all is how many national football championships has the Ohio State Buckeyes won?
Tim's going to know. He'll get really close.
I'm going to say.
Take your time.
Well, it's either six or eight, one or the other.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm going.
You say six, Ed. You say eight. All right. What's the answer?
Eight.
Yeah.
And you know what? It's going to remain eight Monday.
Oh, is that right?
Because
Ed's a big Notre Dame fan.
It'll be nine.
Well,
the Buckeyes are. Yeah, they're
favored by 9.5. They got a. Yeah. Really good team.
They won eight national championships, in their storied history. Thank you, Chris. Appreciate it, my friend.
You know who Chris is pulling for.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. But Chris is from Arkansas. Maybe he grew up in Ohio or something.
Well,
like that.
May have. He's a little closer to Ohio than Ed was in Boston.
And he's also allergic to lobster. We learned that about him.
Yes.
Didn't you, Chris? All right, so We'll see you back here in a couple of minutes with more of Trivia Friday. We will reset our questions that have
heretofore
gone unanswered.
If we learned anything from this election, it's how important it is for us to fight, fight, fight. We also learned how desperately the left wants to fight to take babies' lives, which is why every day Preborn Ministries fights for the babies. Preborn's network of clinics are positioned in the highest abortion areas, fighting for mothers deciding between the life and death of their child. Preborn welcomes these women with God's love and offers them a free ultrasound to introduce their precious baby and hear the beautiful heartbeat. This amazing encounter gives her baby a fighting chance, and the majority of the time, she will choose life. Would you join Preborn in the fight for life? One ultrasound is just $28, and $140 will sponsor five ultrasounds. And now, through a match, your gift is doubled. Babies are worth fighting for. To donate, dial #250 on your cell and say the keyword baby. That's #250, baby, or visit preborn.com/AFR. That's preborn.com/AFR. All gifts are tax deductible, and Preborn has a 4-star charity rating. Fight, fight, fight for the babies.
Any I love words
Lucy.
To that?
I love Lucy. No, I recognize that. You watch it, you recognize somebody, the theme song.
That boy, that neighborhood went down, didn't it?
So any night of the week, you can hear that. You can hear out in the streets. Hey, where are you going to be traveling? I know this is the new year. I'm sure your schedule's filling up. Where are you going to be?
Just thank like you. Last year, right?
Yes. Yeah. Thank you traveling for asking. Man. Next weekend. Saturday, January the 25th, Sunday, January the 26th. Wild game, supper on Saturday night, Sunday morning preaching, Smithville Baptist Church in Smithville, Mississippi. February the 5th, Bellevue Baptist Church. You'll remember the late Adrian Rogers. That's his church. I'm one of the speakers at a conference. February the 16th, Locksburg First Baptist Church in Locksburg, Arkansas. Sunday morning preaching, Sunday evening Valentine banquet, and then more after that, Oklahoma, Kansas, other places. But that's over the next few weeks.
Excellent, excellent. All right, I guess we need to reset our questions.
I think we do, Ed.
All right,
yeah.
Let's reset. By the way, that was supposed to be the theme song for Gunsmoke, I think. Right? Asking Brent Creeley, our producer. So,
but was it?
Yeah.
I guess. Okay.
It must have some music after that.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of drums
at,
and.
At the end of it, it says Gunsmoke with Matt Dillon.
Oh, I didn't give it. I didn't give it enough time to do that, right?
Yes.
Okay. That conversation y'all are having makes me wonder about things I think about. Are hummingbirds regular birds who've just forgotten the lyrics? I know that's a deep dive. My
it
wife
is.
Says I overthink stuff, but
I don't think that's I don't think that's the problem, Jacob. I don't think overthinking those jokes is the problem. All right, let's. I'm going to go ahead and reset my questions.
You do that.
What is considered the first competitive sport invented? Second question: the word panic comes from the name of what ancient Greek god? And third question, Australia is known for its venomous snakes, spiders, and jellyfish, but the honeybee is the second most dangerous venomous critter in Australia. Is that true or false?
All right, here's what I've got. What letter is the least used in the English language? And then I'll add a couple of questions. Which states share a border with California? Which U.S. states share a border with California? Third question, today is Muhammad Ali's birthday.
Really?
He would have been 83 years old today. Muhammad Ali, famous, world-famous heavyweight boxer, but he had a different name when he was born in Louisville, Kentucky. What was Muhammad Ali's given name?
Good questions.
All right, my questions are as follows. What animal has fingerprints nearly identical to humans? If you can get that without looking it up, we'll send you an AFR ball cap.
Wow. I think that's going to be the lobster.
The lobster?
I think the lobster's all.
You can rule that one out.
Okay. You know who the most famous animal, St. Patrick's Day, if you're not wearing green, lobster. I mean, he's on it. He is on it.
He's on it?
Yeah.
Pinching you?
Yes, pinching you for not wearing pinching green. You.
What animal has fingerprints nearly identical to humans? There is one. Number two, name three fruits that grow on palm trees. Three fruits that grow on palm trees. They don't all grow on the same palm tree now.
Right.
I mean, unless you got some freak of nature out there. You know, somewhere somebody put some hybrid seeds together, you know, some mad scientist.
That's right.
All right, and my third question, what are three of the five largest land mammals in North America? Give me three of the top five largest
That's good.
Land mammals in North America. North America, that would include Mexico. That's NAFTA, people, right?
NAFTA.
Mexico, the U.S., and Canada.
All right.
Well, then we're
maybe
have
soon,
to,
Greenland.
Then we're going to have to add Greenland. That's what I was thinking.
Is the Caribbean a part of North America? I don't even know that.
It is. The islands in the Caribbean
are North America.
Are part of North America.
Okay. It's right below the Gulf of America, if you're looking at the new map.
I know. Get used to it, people. We're going to change names everywhere. All right. Go ahead, Ed.
All right. We're going to go to Oklahoma again, I guess. And Mike is on the line. Mike, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Good morning to you, Mike. Where do you live in Oklahoma? Mm-hmm.
I live north of Tulsa.
All right.
Bartlesville.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, thanks for calling. Ask, answer, or both?
Let's try both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
Let's try the one about the first competitive sport.
All right. Mike, what is considered the first competitive sport invented?
I'm going to say that would be wrestling.
It is wrestling.
Wow.
The first competitive sport.
All right, and Mike, invented. How did you know that?
I did a little look up on that.
All right, what's the story there?
Who's the ancient? Oh, go ahead, Mike, if you want to answer that.
Well, probably it was for competition or to settle an argument.
Yeah, the ancient Greeks made it one of the first, it was, I think, the first competitive sport, like in the Olympics and those kind of things.
Did they climb up on top of the ring?
And
you know, the
jump,
ropes and jump down? Jump
there's the deal.
No, not that kind of wrestling.
Competition or to settle an argument, or if you want to go back a little further in history, it was to get a blessing and get your name changed.
The Bible story of Jacob.
Wrestling with God.
Wrestling with God. Anyway, way to go, Mike. Absolutely.
Yep. What's your question for us?
Okay. Got one, for, this is, with, for a major league baseball pitcher. What would be the most rare feat for a major league pitcher? More rare than a perfect game, even.
More rare than a perfect game
for a pitcher?
How could it be more rare?
Yep.
Oh, okay. What about him hitting a grand slam and, you know, pitching a good game, and then like that that one pitcher that's a phenomenal batter and pitcher. Okay. I don't know. I'm just throwing some.
Yeah, you were
balls.
Just kind of you. I think you stalled out there.
I'm windmilling
about
over
halfway,
here.
Windmilling. Halfway through your answer, but I've done that myself. You know, it can happen to any of us.
What's more rare, guys? I can't think.
I don't know the context of what you're asking.
Here's the deal, getting struck by lightning while you're trying to throw your fastball. That's pretty rare right there.
Yeah, I'm not sure where to go with
give
this.
Give us a little bit more. Can you give us more?
Are you talking about a pitching feat?
Yes, a pitching feat. A no-hit game. Pitching feat. Rarer than a perfect game.
No-hit game. A little more rare than a.
Well, they call it perfect for a reason.
Yeah, can't do any no hits, no walks.
Yeah.
This one's even more rare.
All right, we're stumped. What's the answer?
Yeah, I think you got us, Mike. What's the answer?
It's a no-hitter with no strikeouts. Can you imagine that?
A no-hitter with no strikeouts. So
everybody out in the field is just doing their job.
Yeah.
Yes.
Perfect game.
So it's,
that's even more rare than a perfect game.
Because you think you'd fan a bunch of folks. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. No.
Wow.
Wow. Okay. That's
thanks. Has that ever happened, Mike?
Yes. Ken Holtzman from the Chicago Cubs in August of 1969 versus the Atlanta Braves.
A no-hitter with no strikeouts. That does sound hard.
Nobody keeps better stats than baseball.
Yeah.
And they got it all.
Right.
You know?
All right, Brother Mike. Thank you so much. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Next caller is.
All right. Let's go back to Texas.
Okay. Let's do that.
Catherine is on the line. Catherine, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you. I've been listening over 10 years, and this month I've been kind of diligent about calling repeatedly.
Well,
one time I even did it 50 times.
Wow. Thanks for your persistence.
You know what, Catherine? Bless your heart. We're going to send you a ball cap. You want a ball cap or you want an AFR travel mug? Which one do you want?
Oh, I'd like to have the ball cap, please.
All right.
That's
the ball cap.
The true Texan.
Is Cindy right? Catherine, when we get through with this call, you hang on because we got to get your address. But because you're
tenacity,
we're going to send you a ball cap.
Now, folks, for those of you listening.
Right. We don't care about your tenacity.
That's right.
Okay, Catherine was first in line.
We are honor one tenacious person on this call, and that'll be it.
Right, today.
Unless Tim says otherwise. He's the boss. So.
Catherine, thank you. Do you want to ask, answer, or do both, dear?
Well, I think I just want to ask, and I've been sitting here waiting for my turn. I have so many questions I wanted to ask y'all.
Questions?
I've been sitting there going, eeny, meeny, miny, moe, which one do I want to give y'all?
Okay, so you don't want to answer one of ours, right?
No.
Okay, we're taking that hat back.
I hardly got my name out.
We're taking that hat back, Catherine, and next time you be prepared to answer.
No, okay. That's all right. Listen.
I'm teasing.
Being tenacious is a good character trait, and we're going to honor that. So, well, what is your question for us then?
Well, I believe I'm going to take the one that, out of all of them that I have here, the one recently. In Sunday school, I read where they had a challenge, and of course, I'm very competitive. And so consequently, I thought, well, this is good. How many, and I even got my grandchildren to get into it too, they beat me. It's how many times is the word believe in First John? In First John, how many times is the word believing, you know, that?
Yeah. Well, first of all, Catherine, I got to say, I'm very disappointed in your grandchildren if they beat you, you know, like on a regular basis. That's just uncalled
for. Should beat grandma.
You shouldn't be beating grandma.
No, that's wrong.
So.
Some things are just wrong.
Some things are just. No, I understood what you were saying. Guys,
I'm going to say a dozen.
First John,
12.
I'm going to go up. I'll say 40. But it's just a guess. We got 12. We got 40. What do you say, Tim?
27.
All right. So we got 12, 27, and 40. Catherine, who's closest?
The one who said 40, but it's 105.
Wow.
105 times in First John alone?
Yes.
Isn't that remarkable?
Did you count them, Catherine?
Yes, repeatedly.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, that's we know what the Lord's trying to say in that
Amen. Book,
along with other things. Thank you so much for listening and getting through. Stay on the line so we can give you that ball cap.
We're going to put you on hold, Catherine. Congratulations. And you give a good hug to your grandkids because it's a lot of fun to compete with your grandkids and let them win because that's what being a grandparent's all about.
Let them win or they will win. Sometimes they just straight up win.
That's right. And then you just tell them you win.
Right.
So
you're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. You can send us an email at comments@afr.net. Next up, Ed.
All right. We go to Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
How do they pronounce it?
Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Wisconsin's Paul and Sophie. All right, Paul and Sophie, welcome to Trivia.
I think you're doing Irish stuff right there.
I'm doing Irish. Well, I think I'm getting mixed up with Minnesota.
Yeah.
So
same type, folks.
Paul and Sophie, bail me out here. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. This is actually Hannah. I'm the middle one. So my dad is Paul. My daughter is Sophie. The dad can't hear as well. And Sophie's not 11 yet, so I'm being the voice piece for them. But they're the ones who like to listen every Friday.
You're Aaron. You're going to be the mouthpiece, the spokesperson. All right.
Hey, by the way, where do you live in Wisconsin?
Anna?
We're way up on the tippy top by Duluth, Minnesota. We're in Superior, Wisconsin.
Yeah, I've been near where you live. I've been to Duluth. So how far was that from your home?
Yep, just over the bridge, probably a half hour from us.
What's the temperature today?
Ooh, 36. All right.
One other weather question, because I know you deal with that for people who don't live in the cold part of the climate. Monday, give me the high Monday.
Oh, what was Monday?
No, coming up.
That's Monday coming up.
Oh, Monday coming up?
Yeah, tell me that.
Six below.
That's the high?
That's the high, six below zero?
That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
Were you going to try to one-up them?
I knew it's going to be like 20 where we live, so I was thinking you go to Wisconsin, it's probably going to be like
below zero.
Like the moon.
Six below is the high. Yeah. That's just
six below the high today.
That's crazy. Okay, so, crazy.
All right, go ahead. Ask, answer, or both?
Okay, so my dad has the answer to the Muhammad Ali one.
All right. Here's the question. Muhammad Ali was born on this date in 1942. You may remember Float Like a Butterfly, Sting like a Bee. Muhammad Ali, but he was born in Louisville, Kentucky, boxed, grew up with one name. Then he changed his name after he converted to Islam. What was his given name?
What was his given name, Dad?
Cassius Clay.
Cassius Clay. Yep.
Cassius Clay.
That's exact. And it's Cassius Clay Jr.
Oh,
his dad was Cassius Clay. He was named by his grandfather.
All right.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Well done, Paul.
Yeah, nicely done. One of the best boxers, maybe the best boxer in all of history. A lot of people would argue.
All right, what is your question for us, Hannah?
Okay, so Sophie, what's your question?
What family is the red panda in?
What animal family is the red panda from?
Well, animal family.
Right, we're going to talk amongst ourselves. It's so
Johnsons,
the Johnson family.
You know, actually, this we're going through a portal here because the red panda is the animal that has fingerprints just like a human, and they're in the human family, kind of like a second cousin twice removed. Little known. Little known info.
So that's why you go to Panda Express.
Exactly.
What's the question?
What family
is a panda?
Animal family is a panda.
I'm going to say bear. Panda. I'm going to say bear.
I'm going to say raccoon.
Oh, it is raccoon.
The red panda. So there's different kinds of pandas?
There are.
I'm going to say raccoon with Ed. I'm changing mine.
I've never seen a red panda. Have you?
Well, not around here.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
My dog barks at something at night that I can't see.
Now I'm
thinking now it's a red panda.
It's a red panda.
Yeah,
your answer?
You don't want to go out to the garbage late at night and confronted with a red panda.
Yeah.
A red panda.
You guys saying it's in the raccoon family?
I think it's the raccoon family.
All right. I'm going to say bear.
All right.
What's the answer?
Sophie's shivering with excitement here because you're all wrong.
Oh, what is it?
It's in its own family.
It does not have any other family members in the animal family.
Sophie,
the panda family.
That was a brilliant question.
Yes, yes.
We're all
nicely
trying to fit into some other family, including the Johnson family down the street.
Right.
You know?
That's right. Or the Jones, keeping up with the Joneses.
Yeah.
All right. How many pandas, different kind of pandas are there, Sophie? You know?
How many different kinds of pandas are there?
There's red pandas, there's giant pandas.
I think that's it.
Okay.
The giant one's the one we know, right, with the black and white, and you get the stuffed panda. Yeah.
Yeah, and then there are politicians. you know.
who panda to all kinds of voters.
Panda bears.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I want to say thanks to the whole family.
Whole fam.
God bless
whole fam.
You guys. Thanks.
All right.
Hey, we had some people stopping by.
Yeah, we had the Skipper family from Rockwall, Texas just came to the studio. And it was good to see them. They listen in Rockwall. They listen to our Greenville, Texas station.
Great looking family.
Traveling through and decided to stop here in Tupelo and say hello. So good to have them here. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Tim, Ed, and JJ. Repeater questions. Go ahead real quickly.
Ed. All right. I'll have to add one. First question. The word panic comes from the name of what ancient Greek god? Second question, Australia is known for its venomous snakes, spiders, and jellyfish, but the honeybee is the second most dangerous venomous critter in Australia. Mm-hmm. But is that true or false? And I will add this question. What does USACE stand for in the U.S. Army? What does USACE stand for in the U.S. Army?
JJ?
Here's what I've got. First question, what letter is least used in the English language? Second question, which states share a border with California? Which U.S. states share a border with California? And then I'll just hold off for a little bit and just have those two.
Okay. I'm just kidding. California's a beautiful state, naturally, and there are a lot of wonderful people there.
And pray for the folks with all those fires. Boy, they're suffering.
A lot of Christians in California.
Yeah, but they're just dominated by these far-left crazy politics that they vote for. That's why they get a little maligned.
I think the whole woke thing and the DEI and all that, like make sure you got a person of color or gender in the fire department and the fire hydrants don't work. They turned back a bunch of fire trucks because they didn't meet the emissions, and they turned them back with all that smoke going in the air. But they're when you have crazy leftist
you got to go
ideas,
over and meet the emissions if they come to your town. You know what I'm saying?
But look what's happened now. Even the citizens are realizing that woke leadership that comes around, and it's
you're going to get us started, JJ.
All right, sorry.
That's
doesn't
okay.
Make much.
You make very good points, my friend, but you're going to get me wound up
that's
over here.
Right. Well, no, this is the fun show on
Friday.
Are
you done with that?
I'm off the soapbox.
All right, here. My three questions are as follows. One is, and this is for an AFR ball cap, if you can answer this without looking it up, there's an animal that has fingerprints that are nearly identical to humans. What is that animal? Number two, name three fruits that grow on palm trees. Three fruits that grow on palm trees. And finally, I like these lists. That's my favorite kind of questions. What are three of the largest land mammals in North America? Just give me three of the five. I have the top five right here in front of me. If you give me three of the top five largest land mammals in North America, that's what I'm looking for. Ed, who's up next?
All right, let's go to Iowa. And Greg is on the line. Greg, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Hey, thank you for calling, Brother Greg. Where do you live in Iowa?
Very top north, just a few inches away from Minnesota.
You guys have some cold weather coming, too. What's the low going to be next week where you are?
Monday's bad.
11 below.
11 below.
That's not – humans should not have to. You know what I'm saying?
No. I would
not have to endure that.
We don't.
Hey, leave your spigots dripping. You probably already knew that.
Yeah, he's laughing about that one.
Yeah.
All right. So put the little coverings on your faucets outside.
Put the little styrofoam thing.
All right, go ahead, Greg. Ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Which one you want to answer?
I got them all listed here. I think I want to go with the states that border California.
Here's the question. Which states share a border with California?
Is it Arizona, Nevada, and Oregon?
That is it. Three states.
Just three?
Yeah, okay. And I was sharing these questions with my wife, and she had guessed Idaho. So I'm glad that it wasn't too
because Idaho
easy.
Is a tall
you kind of
state,
picture them on up through there, but it's Arizona, Nevada, and Oregon.
I think Idaho is like two states removed, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but you're complicating things. Yeah, it's over in that neck of the woods.
It's out west as somewhere.
As a crow flies. Hey, somewhere. What's your question for us?
Well, back when Jesus was taken to the temple to be dedicated, the man Simeon was there and finally got to see him so that he could honor God and honor God's wishes for him to see him. There was a woman there. What was her name and how old was she?
All right, so this is going to be Anna.
Anna, I think she was nearly 100 or 90.
I don't remember
how old. She was. I'm going to say 90 years old.
All right, how do we do, Greg?
You got the name right, but she was 84.
84.
It gives her age. Wow. Listen, she got to see the Messiah.
That's right. One of the newer translations, it gives her weight. Is her age and her weight, but that is not a very popular translation.
No,
People aren't flocking to buy that one.
All right, thank you, Greg.
Thank you, Brother Greg. May you stay warm, my friend.
Yes, sir.
11 below.
The frozen tundra.
That's crazy.
On the Iowa,
who needs
Minnesota line there.
Yeah.
All right, we'll be back momentarily. Stay with us.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.